This episode of the Consulting Pipeline podcast is brought to you by me, Philip Morgan. Hey, if you would like to be unalone, even unlonely, in the transition from generalist to specialist, I'd like you to know about my Positioning Accelerator program. It's a group mentoring program. We have group calls, video calls, every week. There's a Slack channel. And the goal of this program is to accelerate your progress in moving from generalist to specialist. So again, it's all about surrounding you with the kind of support that is going to help you move faster. For some folks, that's just the troubleshooting that occurs on the live video calls. For others, it's the Slack check-ins. For others, it's the sense of group accountability. The program itself is sort of customized on the fly to the needs of each person, but in general, it's a great way to get support at a pretty nice price point as you move through the sort of challenging, difficult terrain that separates you, the generalist, from the future you, the much more highly paid, much more in-demand specialist. Find out all the details at positioningacceleratorprogram.com. I take one for the team all the time. Specifically, I mean that I subscribe to spammy internet marketers' email lists and see if I can pick up anything that's useful from them so you don't have to. Now, I say spammy, and I guess I should provide the caveat that if you can do something to successfully convey a real value proposition in an extremely noisy environment like the internet or like direct mail, then you've got something the essence of which can be often be applied to the marketing challenges that you, dear listener, face in marketing your services. That's why I subscribe to these spammy internet marketer email lists. It's useful and often quite entertaining. So there's this one guy selling, quote, funnel hacking training, and he or his marketing drones are hitting me with high urgency emails to join some limited seating webinar like every day. Every day they're coming at me saying, join this webinar, urgency, urgency, urgency. Another one I've subscribed to is an Agora Publishing email list called the Palm Beach Daily. Agora, by the way, is a $500 million a year direct marketing publisher. So they publish all kinds of things. I actually don't know that much about their product lineup, but it's stuff like, you know, investment newsletters and products that are aimed, quite frankly, squarely at baby boomers who have, a reasonable or a lot of disposable income to spend on products of honestly dubious quality. So these Palm Beach Daily emails have fallen into an interesting pattern, and it looks a lot like that scene from Spinal Tap where Nigel Tufnel is, aka, I forget the actor's name, not Harry Shearer, the other guy. Anyway, he's talking about how the amplifiers that they use for their electric guitars go to 11. They're one notch louder than all those other amplifiers that only go to 10. And these emails that I get from Palm Beach Daily are consistently loud. Every single email has the urgency cranked up to 11. The consequences, according to these emails, of not acting now are turned up to 11. The reasons you must take action now are turned up to 11. It's now. So if we use the analogy of music, these emails have no dynamic range. They have all the life compressed out of them so they sound louder when played over the radio. The effect is that this kills trust. It really does not take long at all to see that these Palm Beach Daily emails are looking at the quote-unquote persuasion knobs that are available to them, and they are turning every single flipping one of those up to 11. And they're actually not doing it because they have some truly important, valuable message that they want to get across. I suspect they're doing it because they've, you know, seen through experimentation that this nets them some sort of tiny incremental gain in whatever metric it is that they're tracking. But just like overly loud, overly compressed music is fatiguing, their message is also fatiguing. It kills trust over the long term because that constant intensity just doesn't match with reality. Some things are important in reality, and some things are worth shouting about, but not everything is worth shouting about. So head over to trustvelocity.com, see where your lead generation efforts fall on the trust scale. And for goodness sake, don't turn everything up to 11 in your marketing.